Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text today records an example of someone who was missing something important. God's word points us to the bread of life, Jesus. Martha, a follower of Jesus, was just trying her best to be a good hostess.
I am Martha. I lived with my sister Mary and brother in the little town of Bethany, not too far away from Jerusalem. When I heard that Jesus was making his way to Jerusalem with his disciples, I invited him in to stop for a meal. By this time in his ministry, Jesus was quite famous. Whenever he went, people flocked near Jesus. Speak to me, have me heal their sick. I was an honor to have Jesus in my home, so I wanted to go all out to prepare for him. I'm sorry, I got so worked up. In fact, that was my problem on the day Jesus came to visit. I got so involved in my meal preparation for Jesus that I started to feel stressed and upset. I almost burnt the bread, the stew lacked its normal zing, and I hadn't even started the dessert. What I needed was a helper. Of course, my sister Mary was in the house, but what was she doing? She was sitting at Jesus' feet, just sitting there, listening to Jesus as if she had nothing better to do in the world. I let my feelings be known. I said to Jesus, not my sister, but to Jesus, don't you care that I'm running around getting everything ready for dinner and my sister Mary is doing nothing but sitting there? Tell her to help me.
Martha was angry and upset with Jesus and accused him of not caring about her. But the problem was Martha's. Consider how Jesus had taken time out of his schedule to be with them. Of all the people he could have been spending that afternoon with, he chose to spend it with Mary and Martha. And what was Martha doing? She had locked herself in the kitchen, thinking that it was more important to serve Jesus than to be served by him. Jesus made that abundantly clear when he gently said, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Martha had been foolish to accuse Jesus of not caring about her. If she would have been sitting at his feet listening to him like Mary was, she would have been reminded of how much he cared for her. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. He was going to suffer and die there. We, his followers, needed to be prepared for that. We needed to be reminded that Jesus hadn't come to drive out the Romans and to make our earthly lives easy. Martha was in danger of missing out on a valuable lesson Jesus would teach about that to get us ready. It wasn't long after Jesus' visit with Mary and Martha that their brother Lazarus became sick. They sent word to Jesus, but Jesus didn't come until after Lazarus died. During the earlier visit to Mary and Martha's house, Jesus gave them confidence even in the face of death. The words from Martha, Jesus, I know that you are the Son of God, the promised Savior who has come into this world, and I know that even now God can do whatever you ask. And when Jesus spoke those words, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live even though he dies. What comfort those words were to Mary and Martha. And then Jesus went on to show how those words are true. He brought Lazarus back to life out of the grave simply by saying, Lazarus, come out. Although you haven't seen Jesus like Mary and Martha did, do you have his word? you have his promise that he remains the resurrection and the life. As tragedy strikes, you too will be filled with comfort and confidence as Mary and Martha were. Life can get busy. You need to keep food on the table for the kids. There's the career that you want to build. And there's also so many things you want to see and do. But don't forget about the one thing needful, God's Word. Don't forget to sit often at Jesus' feet and listen to Him. Time spent at Jesus' feet is never time wasted. When challenges come into your life, you'll think that this means God doesn't care about you, instead of realizing how God uses those challenges to rub away your rough edges and get you to rely on Him more. You may become upset at the people around, especially when they're not doing what you want them to do. But others are not our servants. We are to be servants to them. That's what Martha failed to see about her sister Mary. She didn't see Mary as someone she could love and serve. Right now, you're being fed the Word of God. God is the one thing needful. When you come to the Lord's table, you are His guest. You ask for forgiveness of your sins, and He takes them all away. That's why time spent at Jesus' feet, listening to His Word, is never time wasted. Yes, the lawn does always need to get cut exactly when you want. The laundry doesn't always get washed and folded on a schedule, and your computer games might not need to be put on hold. When it comes to reading and hearing God's Word, everything else can wait, because nothing else prepares you for life as you sit at the feet of Jesus. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.